My aim was not to become what I became with this level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is Rain Man.
What's going on, people? This is episode 35. The only reason I'm pausing right now is just to make sure I'm right. Yes, episode 35, Rain Man Podcast. What's going on? I'm sorry. You know what? They drop every Tuesday. I know I said that, but they're supposed to come out in the morning, and I was supposed to record something Monday, and I'll be honest, I ended up smoking and playing Grand Theft Auto. So, yeah, I fucked up. So that's why I've been sitting here recording, you know, all morning. So this is going to come out in the afternoon. But you know what? You can't complain because I put out a podcast Monday. This is coming out Tuesday. I put out a podcast before this, Rain Man and Friends, episode 2, with my good buddy Michael, a.k.a. on Twitter at I Love Tater Tots. Why do I say a.k.a.? I'm supposed to say, you get what I'm saying. Look. I'm sorry for the delay, but I put out a podcast already, all right? It's there. You got it. It's an hour or 54 minutes, give or take, but come on. Look, you're getting two podcasts this week. I've been working hard, actually. I got to be honest. And that brings me back to last week. You remember when I said I'm going to go the... Oh, fuck. Why can't I remember his fucking name right now? Damn it, Raymond. Kevin Smith. There we go. I'm sorry. Just had to... The gears are slowly turning. Kevin Smith. I was going to go the Kevin Smith route. Remember I told you he's done interviews and he said that, you know, the only time he smokes is when he's being creative, when he's working on something. And I figured if I did the same, I would probably, you know, tone down on the smoking. Which just means I've just been smoking a lot. So it's the same shit. I need to do something. I don't know. Do it, you know, when you work on a podcast. That's what I'll do it on. There you go. Watch next week. I did a podcast. Like... Oh, boy. But, yeah. Episode 35, Rain Man. How's everybody doing? Ow, Francis. God damn it. The co-host, fuck, just scratched me, not on purpose. I gotta get his claws clipped. I'm too nervous to do it myself. I don't want to do it. I'm afraid I'm gonna hurt him. How much do they charge the vet? I go in. Nothing wrong with him. Just want him to just cut the nails. That's it. Nope, just, can you do that? I'm sure you can. Yeah. If I'm going to pay them, but they're not going to take money. Yeah. Here. Here's my cat. Just cut his nails for him. Please. Just cut him. Thank you. This fucking guy right here. All the way from Puerto Rico. Have I told you people the story of this cat? All the way from Puerto Rico. Got him off the streets. Now he's here. Oh, boy. What are we talking about this week? I talk about two things on this podcast, two clips. I get into that whole, what was that, the hashtag that was going around during the Oscar nominations came out, Oscar so white. Yeah, I talk about that. And I think I end up sounding really racist, then not racist, then back to racist again. So, I don't know, it should be entertaining, right? If you listen to this podcast, you should know. That hashtag that just really got on my nerves, and you know, you'll hear that. But before we even get into that, I talk about the glory that was last week. Nancy Grace had 2 chains, and it was marvelous. So just hear me talk about that, and I don't know. Let's start the podcast. Here we go. I think there's 2 types of people who watch Nancy Grace. You have her fans, you know, you have the people who think that her show is, you know, the best show on television. And then you have people like myself who think it's the best show on television. For all the wrong reasons, of course. She's my favorite TV personality, man. I just love those Fox, like, anchors. I don't know. I enjoy watching it, actually. Again, wrong fucking reasons. You know, it's hilarious that Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, of course, he's a goddamn maniac. But her, man, Nancy Grace. I mean, it's obviously, it's a character she's playing, you know? I think we all know that. But, fuck. Because nobody can be that stupid. No one can be that much of a fucking moron, right? I don't think so. She would have to be, she'd probably have to be fucking retarded to think some of the things that she thinks. And, what I'm getting at, if you haven't seen it, first off, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you, but if you haven't seen it, Nancy Grace had on the rapper 2 Chainz, and like I said on my Rain Man and Friends podcast, we mentioned it real quick, that was the greatest thing that happened last week. There's a cure for cancer. That would be number 2. Number 1 would be 2 Chainz versus Nancy Grace. If you haven't seen this, this is the best 9 minutes you will see, hear, breathe, taste. Oh my fucking God. The amount of, you can like see the retardation just pouring out of her. Like, she's just so fucking stupid. And 2 Chainz, who I have brand new respect for this man, his music sucks still, but but just the way he handled himself, like Nancy Grace, she couldn't differentiate. I couldn't say that word correctly, but she couldn't tell the difference from, you know, a rapper who is just, you know, an entertainer. Again, a character, what I always talk about on this podcast. You know, he's playing a role. And she's showing clips from his music video and shit. Like, the guy really has, like, scantily clad bitches walking around him 24 hours a day. Like, that's the music video. That's the show, you know? It's like, oh, God. Please watch it. I think it's on YouTube. If it's not on YouTube, just type it in, Nancy Grace versus 2 Chainz, and I'm sure you'll find it. Just thank me later. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, man. But again, I watch her for the wrong reasons. I know she's a joke. What's scary is the people that watch her and actually get her, their news from her. That's scary. That's some pretty scary shit. I'm not even gonna fucking lie. That's some fucking, like, apocalypse zombie type nerves I have. Yeah, that's, it's fucking scary, you know? People believe her. People go to her. I think what really scared me the most was, she showed this video. They're talking about marijuana, you know. She's really against it. She doesn't want it to be legal at all. And even though, you know, do I even have to go about it? Do I even have to say it all? Like, I don't even want marijuana to be legal for me. If it's only for people who seriously need it, like these young fucking kids with, you know, you see these asthma cases that just fucking breaks your heart, man. Like, the parents of these kids can't get the medicine that they need because, you know, it's quote unquote illegal. So she doesn't see that. She just sees the music videos and whatnot. Oh God. But what I was about to say was what she used as an example of why, you know, marijuana is just so evil is that she shows this video, this clip, I guess that went viral, of a woman giving her daughter, she didn't look no more older than like 3. I don't know how old she was, but she was giving her a fucking joint to smoke. Now, what Nancy Grace was trying to say exactly, I'm not too fucking sure, but that's obviously a retard, a fucking moron with a child. She shouldn't have a child. That has nothing to do with marijuana. She could have gave the kid a fucking gun. should have gave her a fucking shot of goddamn bourbon. It doesn't matter. And I gotta say, 2 Chainz, he handled himself fucking great. I was surprised. I gotta actually, you know, I you know, I'm sure I've given that guy shit, plenty of shit, on my past podcast because I'm not, you know, a big fan of his music, but you know what? I have a new found respect for the man. So kudos to you. You handled it like a fucking pro. It was this interview right here, or this I don't know what to call it, debate. It's up there with Cam'ron and on the Bill O'Reilly show. It's up there. It has to be out there. Was it better than it? Oh, man, I don't know. Then you know what? It's not. I don't think nothing can top. Nothing can top Bill O'Reilly saying "Purple Haze" and "Hose." When you have Bill O'Reilly saying "Purple Haze," the album "Purple Haze," nothing tops that. So, My recommendation, I don't know what my voice just cracked just now, just going through puberty, and I didn't say puberty right, going through puberty right now at the moment, I guess. What was I about to say? Yeah, YouTube, please, Nancy Grace versus 2 Chainz. Jesus Christ, it's fucking hilarious. I'm about to watch it right now, actually, so yeah, please do. Listen to me right now, all right? Are you listening? Fizzbutton.net. You type that thing in your little search engine. You're going to go to this website. You're going to click on Podcast Party. And I'm not even going to ask you. I'm not going to ask you. You are going to listen to all of these podcasts. Why? Because they're fucking dope. I try to think of a better word to describe them. No. All independent. All dope as fuck. All original. That's the key word right here, I think. Original. Aren't you tired of hearing the same shit? Huh? All these guys, consistent quality podcasts putting out on a regular basis. Look, I know you know. We've all heard them. You heard a couple of celebrity podcasts. They last about, what, 2 months? Then they realize, oh shit, this is pretty fucking hard, and they just fucking die out. Not these motherfuckers right here. We're putting shit out. We're working hard for you people. So fizzbutton.net, go on Podcast Party, and if you could check out a Fizz TV, a collection of videos. You know, not just a cheap plug, but I'm up there myself, you know. We have a little Fizzbutton popcorn, which is a collection of videos where you know, we have a podcaster watch a favorite scene from a movie. And coming soon, we're going to have a couple of new clips. Me and Biff Sweetwater, we teamed up again. Just a bunch of movies. You know, our favorite scenes we watched. Of course, we had to get some Jean-Claude Van Damme in there. I think that's going to be a theme of ours, I feel, in the future. My dream is just to have a podcast with me and Biff, and we just talk about Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. I don't know. We got to think of a name for it. I don't know. But anyway, listen, check it out. Fizzbutton Popcorn. And coming soon, I'm going to do one more. Not one more. I'm going to do a bunch more. But they'll be coming soon. All right? So until then, fizzbutton.net, Podcast Party, Fizz Buddies. Just do it. All right? Do yourself a favor. All right? Don't be a fucking schmuck. Wow. Great salesman, Raymond. I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. But please listen. Please, Fizz Buddies. Thank you. I think we can all agree that there is definitely, there's racial issues in America, right? We can all agree on that. There's not a race war. I never believed that. There is not. Okay. But there's definitely, there's issues that happen to do with race. And there's some that are really important. And there's some that I feel as a society, we shouldn't even give a shit about. That they're not a big deal. One of those that I feel like people are taking way too serious is that did you see the hashtag that on Twitter, hashtag Oscar so white, I guess. I looked at the list. I thought it was pretty funny, actually, but I looked at the list. People are upset that there's only white actors nominated for an Academy Award. Like, there's no black actors. So, you know, hashtag Oscar so white was trending. Of course, the news, the media, they ate that shit up, of course. You know it. You know. I guess Ferguson's quieting down, so they need something. You know, there always has to be some racial news going on to, you know, God forbid we forget. Oh, Jesus. What do you think the Illuminati does? Do they just sit in a room and they just come up with shit? Since they have the media on lockdown, do they just sit in an office and just strategize? Okay, Ferguson's quieting down. We need something to keep these people, you know, keep the race bubbling. You know, we got to keep motherfuckers separate. God forbid they, you know, join forces. Harmony and all that good shit. We need something, what can we do?
We got the Oscars coming up.
Oh, that's right. Don't nominate any black people. None. All white. Start the hashtag Oscar so white. Excellent. Perfect. Great idea. Al Sharpton, that's cool. Good idea. Yeah, that's fine by me. Then Al Sharpton gets on Twitter. The lack of diversity is appalling and insulting. Really? Appalling, Al Sharpton? Appalling. Insulting. Does it suck that there's no black actors nominated? Yes. Do we need you throwing fucking gasoline on the goddamn fire? No. We don't need that shit. Even Spike Lee's dumbass. Look, you know what? I lost all respect for Spike Lee when, with that whole Trayvon Martin thing. If you never heard of it, let me tell you this real quick. What's that? George Zimmerman, right? On Twitter, someone tweeted George Zimmerman's address. Spike Lee, the fucking moron that he is, retweeted it. Come, you know, and then that retweet got so many because, you know, it's fucking Spike Lee, you know, who hasn't directed a good movie since fucking Crooklyn, but he retweets this. It gets massive fucking retweets. People start going to this guy's fucking address. And George Zimmerman, a fucking moron, a piece of shit. Yeah, so why am I even talking about fucking George Zimmerman? That's not the point. What I'm getting at is, it was the wrong fucking address. It was the wrong George Zimmerman. It was actually a George Zimmerman with the same name. It was a fucking old white couple. And they're getting fucking harassed. I was always curious at what Spike Lee was trying to accomplish by retweeting that. But that's neither here or there. Let's get back to the New World Order and the Illuminati fucking with the Oscars. I'm just playing. Don't believe me. I don't believe in all that. Do I believe in the fucking Illuminati and all that crazy shit? Sure. Are they running the Oscars? I doubt it. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Why would any... You know what? Look. This is going to come off a little racist, of course. Black people. The Oscars. They're just there for two things. Sell DVDs. And it's a fucking fashion show. That's it. Running the fucking red carpet. How do they sell DVDs? Look, I'll tell you. What sounds better? When American Sniper comes out on DVD, what's going to sound better? American Sniper on Blu-ray and DVD? Or Academy Award-winning movie American Sniper on Blu-ray and DVD? That's all the fuck it is, all right? They just want that fucking little sticker right there in their movie. That's all it is, to fucking sell Blu-rays. There you go. I'm schooling y'all today. That's all it is. All right? The Oscars are bullshit. Black people, don't be mad. Don't worry about it. All right? You should. You know what you should do? You should take a page from Hispanics. Hear me out. Man, this is going to come off really fucking stupid. I know it is. And for you new listeners, I'm Puerto Rican and half Mexican. So just hold on, all right? Don't email me. Wait a minute. But hear me out. Take this page from us. We don't give a shit about the Oscars. You ain't see that one of us tweeting about it. We don't give a shit. You know when... you know when Latinos really stopped giving a shit about, you know, movie roles and movies and Oscars? I mean, you still have Latinos and, you know, Hispanic actors and whatnot. But you know when we just stopped giving a shit about, you know, winning awards and all that? 1961, all right? The movie was West Side Story, okay? It's a musical about, it's about like two gangs and shit. It's a musical. Young kids, you know, they dance and sing and all that shit, all right? And it's about two gangs. One gang is white. The other gang is Puerto Rican, all right? Not one of the actors is Puerto Rican. It's all white cast. All white. Playing Puerto Rican. In brown makeup. I swear to God, I'm not making this shit up. You can watch it your fucking self. Go rent it. Go on YouTube. Brown makeup. It's blackface, but it's brown. Only one Puerto Rican in the movie, Rita Moreno. She won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress. The Oscar said, take this, whoever runs the Oscars. Let's say his name is Oscar. He said, take this, shut the fuck up. All Hispanics, don't say another word. Just take this one Oscar and go. And we just said, fuck, you got it. We ain't complain about shit. You ain't hear us. We'll show up to your red carpet. You know, you have fucking J-Lo going out there, you know, showing her ass. Nobody even realizes, like, what movie has she even been in? What the fuck? That's all it is. So what's the moral of the story? What am I even talking about? I guess black community, just get over it. Man, oh my God. How many black listeners have I lost in the last 5 minutes? Look, it's one fucking Oscar season, right? It's just 2015. Take this one out. You know, let's focus on some bigger issues, all right? I don't know if you noticed this shit, but it's pretty fucking crazy out there. So let's just focus on, you know, bigger things. Here, look, you want me to raise your spirits? Here you go. Black people, you have at least 90% of entertainment and sports on lock. Entertainment and sports, you are dominating in those categories. What do we Hispanics have? What sport do we have? Soccer? Go fuck yourself. The whole goddamn world plays soccer. TV. Okay. What do we got right now? Who's on television? Hispanics. Latinos. Huh? Besides that hot chick from Modern Family. Besides her. Okay. Name me three sitcoms with a Hispanic lead character. Go. Chico and the Man. Jesus Christ. That show came out in 1974. I mean, I guess we got J-Lo, right? We got Jennifer Lopez. She hasn't been in a movie that anyone has seen in, what? I don't know. What's the last Jennifer Lopez movie you actually enjoyed? And ladies, that movie Enough doesn't count. Look, I'm not being sexist, but give me a fucking break, all right? She gets her ass kicked by her fucking husband, and then in a couple of months, she turns into a fucking ninja. Get the fuck out of here. When you think Jennifer Lopez, you think two movies, all right? Selena, which she was good in. You see, I give credit when credit's due. I'll give her that. Selena, and you know what the other movie is? Money Train. Is it for her acting? No, it's because Wesley Snipes gets to hit it. You know, we get a little softcore sex scene in the movie, but I don't know. I guess that's good enough, right? Oh, boy. Okay, so I went from insulting blacks to insulting my own race. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what? I guarantee you this, only on this podcast. All right, that is episode 35. It is done. That is a wrap. Did that come out racist, that last clip? I don't think it did. Now that I went back listening to it, no, it didn't. Naive? Certainly. Stupid? No. Brave? Maybe. Look, it's my opinion, okay? That's just how I think. If you listen to this podcast at all, that you know it, all right? Not all my opinions are, what would they call them? Popular, I guess. I just try to think outside the box, people, all right? Because if I would think like everybody else, you wouldn't listen to this shit, right? The fuck? Exactly. Okay? So, enjoy your day. Wow, my voice. Did you hear that? Enjoy your day. Why does my voice crack? Why does that? Why are you doing that? Why am I talking to my throat right now? Stop doing that. Okay, listen. Subscribe. You know, iTunes, Stitcher, all that stuff. Follow me on Twitter. Just search the Rain Man Podcast, or you know, my Twitter handle is @letsgo55. The last number is a 5. I think it's easier if I just say, go to search, type in the Rain Man Podcast, and you'll find me. All right? Isn't that easier? Why didn't I just explain myself? Look, the Rain Man Podcast, just search it. Okay? Please? Thank you. All right? Thank you for listening. Why am I getting angry? Thanks for listening. All right? All the new listeners, all the support, all the, you know, it's good. Thank you. It's growing. The listeners are growing. And that's all. All right? Thanks for listening once again, folks. And again, Rayman and Friends, new episode. I just put it out. So you have 2 podcasts this month. And next month, I have an idea for a guest. We'll see what happens if it comes through. I hope it does. All right? So thanks for listening again. How many times am I going to say thank you? Fuck it. I'm going to keep saying it. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thanks for listening. All right. I'm out of here. I'm done. Let's get out of here. Bye.
I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you've been doing your thing, man. Wait. Let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm going to get mine. Yo, Ray, baby. Check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. People try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga teach you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man. At Madison Square Garden, and I just came through, and you said, yo, and it was real, son, and you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God, trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension he can see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.